Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. No, really, seriously, people, I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me, that you are involved, that you are engaged, that you really, truly, truly try to make a difference because you're trying to get informed. When people get informed, you know, look, I don't have to tell you guys this, you're all smart people. When people get informed and they get engaged, they can make changes. If you don't get informed and you simply get engaged, you screw things up. It's really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Looking at Joey B, we're going to talk a little bit more about his how mad, how quickly he got irritated. Remember they used to put up these nasty pictures of Trump as he was talking? They didn't play the video, I mean the audio portion. They would just show you pictures, right, of his facial expressions. You know, look how mean he looks. Look at he looks like a Gestapo here. He looks like this. And it's just amazing. And yet Joe Biden comes out and actually says some of this nasty stuff. Goes after the reporters, and they give him a pass. They say nothing, absolutely nothing. You know, I mean, it's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-563. I want you involved, I want you engaged, I want you to be part of. I was reading an article in a publication called Foreign Affairs. And it made a lot of sense to me. And it's what I was saying earlier, is that a lot of people aren't not up on the economics of China. They're not up on what China is doing, what it's done. And, you know, Tom was right. China's in for the long haul, the long game. And when you look at the Democrats in some areas of the country as well, they're also in it for the long game. They set up shop 10 years out before they're going to run somebody for a particular office or a seat. But is America really, are we ready for war with China? Not that I want to get into a war with China, don't get me wrong. But one of the ways you stay out of the war, or stay out of war, is not only to be ready for it, but actually be able to handle it. And the other side knows that you can handle it. The United States has spent, what, $19 trillion on its military since the end of the Cold War. Now that is $16 trillion more than China spent, nearly as much as the rest of the world combined. Now a lot of experts, though, still think that the United States is about to lose a devastating war. In March, Admiral Philip Davidson, then the commander of the U.S. forces in the Indo-Pacific, he warned that within the next 6 years, China's military will overtake, be more powerful than the United States, and will forcibly change the status quo, especially in East Asia. Remember, a lot of what they do is forced labor. They're not paying the money that we're paying. They're not paying by putting out to bid and getting shafted for some of this work that's being done. Back in 2019, a former Pentagon official claimed that the U.S. military routinely gets its butt handed to it in war games that are simulated with simulated combat with China. Many analysts and researchers have concluded that if China chose to conquer Taiwan, the Chinese People Liberation Army, or the PLA, could cripple whatever U.S. forces tried to stand in the way. I mean, they are fighting for the motherland. Think about that. Come on, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Beijing is rising in power. Beijing is getting stronger. China's getting stronger. And yet, Washington's getting weaker. Come on, be honest about it. They are so into themselves. They are so into turning this into a socialist country. They don't care what damage they do. Because they don't see it as damage, if you would. Come on, really? They think they're doing better for this country. You know, and God bless those who are pushing back. God bless those who are willing to fight. You know, when we get back from the break, because I haven't got enough time to play it now, we'll play some of the clips, or some of the clips, of Joe Biden going sideways, yelling at the press, getting on their case for the questions that they're asking. They should be asked, I mean, freedom of the press, remember, they were all over Trump. They said, look, he's obviously not for freedom of the press. What's he afraid of? The way he puts it down, he calls them enemies of the state. Well, they are. When they won't play, talk about, ask questions of Joe Biden for fear of what he might say or might not say, and they're not giving the people what they were supposed to be. The people that disseminated information. Right? When they're not doing that, they are the enemies of the state. That's why they have the freedoms they have. Joe Battini, your host. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being part of the conversation, pretty much part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. You know, you guys know how this works. Really. All right. So Joe Biden, I almost hate even saying his name. It's like Beetlejuice. He may show up at some point. Joe Biden had so many gaffes, and we kind of giggle about him and issues that he has when he's out there and about. But really, when he gets to the point when he starts to get mean with the press, and listen, I don't have a problem. When Donald Trump would come after the press, it was always because they were spewing lies and asking questions that they knew were lies. They knew it would spread misinformation. Joe, on the other hand, just gets downright nasty with them because he doesn't like the question. It's a big difference there. Majorly big difference. Let's see if we can get one of the ones that he had just being asked a question about Russia. Oh, come on. What the
hell? I say again, I can't hear you. I said the families of the detained Americans came up and we discussed it. We're going to follow through with that discussion. I am not going to walk away on this.
Why are you so confident he'll change his behavior, Mr. President?
Yeah, I'm not confident he'll change his behavior. What do you do all the time?
So
when did I say I was confident?
You said
for
the next 6 months.
I said what will change their behavior is if the rest of the world reacts to them and it diminishes their standing in the world. I'm not confident of anything. I'm just stating the fact.
But given his past behavior has not changed, and in that press conference, after sitting down with you for several hours, he denied any involvement in cyber attacks. He downplayed human rights abuses. He even refused to say Alexei Navalny's name. So how did that account to a constructive meeting as President Putin?
You don't understand that in your own business.
Is there something with China?
If you don't understand that, you're in the wrong business. Wasn't that great? Can you imagine Donald Trump saying that to one of them? Come on, seriously. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And she's asking, I mean, look, I'm never on the side of CNN or any one of those. But she's asking legitimate questions. Is she not? And why can't he simply answer them? What is the problem, Joe? And this isn't the only one here. I'm trying to pull up another one right now. Where he, again, he just has no patience for these people. If Trump had no patience for these people, and you imagine he talking to them like this, they would have crucified him. It would not have been acceptable in any way, shape, manner, or form. Let's see if this one works.
Caitlin's question that you answered at the very end there that you came over to talk about, I think at the heart of it was this question of whether or not you seem overly optimistic given that what we all listen to President Putin essentially say the same old things that he said forever. He's, you know, rejecting all responsibility for all that stuff. And I guess the question that he was trying to get, and maybe you could take another stab at it, is what concrete evidence do you have from these 3 plus hours that suggests that any movement has been made? And
Look, to be a good reporter, you got to be negative. You got to have a negative view of life. That seems to me the way you all. You never ask the positive question. Why, in fact, having agreement? We'll find out. We have an agreement to work on.
I guess you have to look at things negatively to be a good reporter. Got it.
Major arms control agreement. I started working on arms control agreements back all the way during the Cold War. If we can do one in the Cold War, why couldn't we do one now? We'll see. We will see whether or not it happens. But what do you, I mean, the thing that always amazed me about the question, and I apologize for having been short on it. If you were in my position, would you say, well, I don't think, man, anything's going to happen. It's going to be really rough. I think it's going to really be bad. You guarantee nothing happens. You guarantee nothing happens.
See, that's funny, because when Trump talked about it in that light, when he talked about certain things that wouldn't happen, that certain leaders would go down that road, they crucified him. But again, Joey gets a pass. He's never respelled, that's a new word. He's never held responsible for anything. They are the party of non-responsibility. We do know that now, right? So, this is going to get worse. When you talk about inflation and what's coming down the pike, it's going to get worse. When our allies don't trust us, it's going to get worse. And nobody at the left level never agree that were in trouble, not a one of them. I guarantee it. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I do mean be part of the solution. Otherwise, you are part of the problem. You know, you guys have said to me, some of the stories that you said to me, I can't check during the show, and we like to make sure they're real and right before we put them out there. But again, there's a lot out there to chew on. One senator today asked if a 15-week-old unborn baby, God bless, is human. Right? And now, maybe we should just wait for the Supreme Court to decide. You're telling me that Congress can't decide if a life, and frankly, it is not the Supreme Court's role to decide things like this. The outcome of Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization at the Supreme Court will define when an unborn child becomes human. And that's according to a Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal. He was asked by CNS News if a 15-week-old unborn baby is a human being. He said the Supreme Court this fall will review a Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Now, is an unborn baby of 15 weeks a human being? Blumenthal wouldn't answer. He said, I'm going to wait for the Supreme Court. Are you telling me he's a human being? As someone who's been around these kind of things all your life? You really can't answer the question as to whether a human fetus in a human body with a human heartbeat is not a baby? Well, how can you make laws then? Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan infrastructure package received a boost Wednesday when it was backed by 11 Republican senators. The proposal that contains about $1 trillion of infrastructure spending received the endorsement of a bipartisan group of 21 senators, increasing the chances that it receives enough votes to pass out of the chamber. The group says their framework pays for the plan without raising taxes. Some progressive senators have signaled they would vote against the plan, saying it doesn't go far enough on social programs and clean energy. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his state will allocate $250 million to build a wall on the border with Mexico. The money will be moved from the state's Department of Criminal Justice to pay for the barrier. Abbott is asking for private donations to cover the rest of the cost of the wall. He also sent a letter to the White House on Wednesday asking President Biden to return all federal lands that would have been used to build the canceled federal wall to the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Title GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Always appreciate your time. You know, we've been talking about Joey B's racism forever. And, you know, Biden, I constantly on the show say, it's a toss-up as to who was more racist, him or Jimmy Carter. Because if you do some studying on Jimmy Carter, Lyndon Baines is, you know, Jimmy's got more on Lyndon Baines. Lyndon Baines was a simpleton, if you would. But Jimmy really was a major league racist. And now you got Joe Biden coming in behind him. We haven't heard anything. It's been like crickets. Absolutely nothing. Now, some people feel that that'll eventually will catch up with them. Those people are optimists. I'm not there with them. I don't see that happening that easy. But with a recent piece that she wrote for PJ Media, Gwendolyn Sims, who was actually a booker for the show years ago, and you had to go somewhere else. What can I tell you? But anyway, that was a great piece you wrote on that. And Gwen, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks, Joe.
So, first of all, give people an 80,000-foot overview of what the piece was about. It was about Joey's racism, obviously, but some of the highlights from the story.
Well, this piece was mainly about how the left is very hypocritical with the fighting the racism in American history, you know, tearing down statues and that sort of thing, but they went overboard this time, and it just occurred to me that the left doesn't see racism the same in American history as they do in their leaders who are, you know, in the White House right now. So, you know, we have lots of examples of Joe Biden, you know, saying racist things, praising former KKK leaders like Robert Byrd, calling him, you know, his friend, Joe's friend and mentor, and all that.
Think about that. Called him his mentor. Yeah. Right? I mean, a mentor takes a big place in a person's life. So keep going. But I want people not to let that blow by. You got to catch that. It's just amazing.
Exactly. This, Robert Byrd, for a lot who don't know, because he's been gone a while, but he was, you know, not just a KKK member, but he was, like, you know, one of the grand exalted Cyclops people, that's like the name of their leaders in the yep. KKK. So this is not just, you know, your, you know, quote unquote everyday racist. This is like hardcore. And Joe Biden called him his friend and his mentor. And he spoke at Byrd's funeral. So I just found it very hypocritical and interesting because this was all coming out the same, you know, this was happening the same week that Hunter Biden, Joe's son, some texts came out of his that were on his laptop, and he was using all kinds of, you know, racist terms, the N-word and all that, talking with his lawyer. And, you know, if it had been a Trump kid and these texts came out, the media would have been all over it.
Oh, sure.
You know, nonstop.
Yeah, can you imagine one of Trump's kids making any kind of negative remark or derogatory remark towards blacks or Hispanics or any others, or women for that matter? It would have been stuck on replay for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wouldn't it?
Exactly, and it was barely a blip on the radar that these texts were released. And you know, this is the same week. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what's the old saying? The acorn didn't fall far from the tree because, you know, Joe Biden uses those racist terms like nothing, and then you've got Hunter right behind him using the same racist terms, and if not worse. I mean,
exactly.
He referred to, at one point, you know, they asked him if he would ever have an Asian woman. He said, no, I'd never go yellow. And I'm going, really? How do you get away with that? You know, and for those of you who are going to write me an email saying, why do you have to repeat it? Why? Because you need to hear it. You're not hearing it. And putting your fingers in your ears isn't helping.
Exactly.
No.
And let's, another thing happened today, even. I don't know if you saw the little snippet of Joe Biden getting angry at the female reporter today.
Yes.
Did you see that?
I played it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so, I mean, that's, How many times and how long did we have to hear how terrible President Trump was to women and how disrespectful, you know, he was to the media and all that. And then today we get to see, you know, him explode basically on a female reporter and treat her with disrespect. But will we hear anything about that? No, CNN has removed that clip from their site already.
Yeah, it is interesting in what they're allowed to get away with. And not only just what they're allowed to get away with, it'll get justified by the press, by the CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG people. They will justify why he was okay saying that. Or, the thing I love is they totally ignore it. Like it didn't
Absolutely.
Even happen. And when you bring it up, it's like, what are you talking about?
Absolutely. And so, well, the other thing that happened too was when these texts from Hunter Biden came out, it was in the same week at the exact same time that there was a story of the left removing two grave sites of this Confederate Army general, General Nathan Bedford Forrest. He was a Confederate Army general and his wife, and they got removed. The second time they removed their graves, and because, you know, he's the symbol of Confederate slave owning, you know, Ku Klux Klan leader from the past, and he has to be removed. But, you know, on the same week that Hunter Biden's racism comes out, you know, there's nothing.
You think about their standards for removing a gravesite, a statue, or what have you. Do you think mm-hmm. that when Joe Biden is gone, are they going to use the same standards not to allow him to be, you know, buried in a federal gravesite Will they use the same standards on him to make sure that there's no statues that go up or anything?
Very good point. I mean, if we were using their standards, he wouldn't have any
it would be president.
You know, accolades at all.
Yeah, you should be removed immediately if we use their standards the way they look. They wanted President Trump out because of what he said about a woman's private parts. I mean, my God, Joe Biden beat that 12 times over. And Hunter,
right.
Just look at the pictures. The Democrats, and I'll say the far-left Democrats, because I have some Democrat friends that don't even know they're Democrats, actually. They're just not very political. But you know, when you think about some of the stuff that they're allowing, some of the stuff that they're overlooking when it comes to sex trafficking on these young kids, look at Hunter Biden and what they found on his laptop, for real, not a joke, not a conspiracy. The real pictures are on there, the real things going on his laptop. And he gets a walk. And you said it earlier, which was true. If any one of Trump's kids was found with any of this information on there, you wouldn't be able to hide from it.
Absolutely.
You know,
it'd be 24/7, all day, every day.
Yep. With no break, and how bad it is the way they treat women and all this other stuff. I just love it. I think it's hilarious to watch what's going down. I don't know. Have you been following the Newsom saga here in California? You know, he was in our neck of the woods today. Governor Newsom.
Say that again.
Governor Newsom?
Oh, Newsom, yeah. I saw he was just down the road today.
Yeah, there was an odor in the air. I couldn't figure out what it was, and then somebody told me he was in town. I went, okay, that was it.
Right. I know, right?
Right? And you think about, again, here in California, you and I have worked on campaigns together. We've been out here together working on things, and I look around, and I just, personal opinion, I mean, into what you see going down, do you really think that he'll get recalled when it comes to the vote? Because I'm watching the numbers kind of slip. It was 57% of the people who signed the petition to remove him now are saying, you know, were saying that they would vote. Now that's down to 50. Let me hold you over for a couple more minutes. Do you mind?
Sure.
All right. Gwendolyn Sims will be with me on the other side of the break. Don't go far, people. We got a lot more coming up.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
The kids today were brought up with that kind of instruction. I'll tell you what, they wouldn't be burning things down in the middle of the day. Go with your host, listen to the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? If you're not informed, then you're just as crazy as they are. I mean, a lot of you complain about what they write, what they print, what they tweet. And then I see some of the stuff that you guys tweet. And it makes me nuts because you're falling into that hot story of the moment. Everybody wants to be part of the hot Twitter feed of the moment. No. Because you're going to get caught. You're going to get bit, and it's wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, or the easiest one, because some of you say you don't like the emails. If you want a text alert, just simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Gwendolyn Sims joins me. She's a freelance contributor to PJ Media, and she covers a lot of the current events, politics, and so on. We've known Gwen for years, and she used to be a booker on the show. And Gwendolyn, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe.
So, you've been involved in politics for years. I know you have, because I've known you for quite some time. This whole thing with Newsom, a lot of people outside the state here, they don't really understand the way this all plays out, the way it works down. Newsom, I don't think he's in as much trouble as some of our people would love to believe he is. because the number's kind of closing from when they did the recall. I mean, he's given, what is he giving, $600 checks to illegals as a stimulus package from the state. So you want to thank him when you see, if you saw him, did you thank him for using your tax money to give it to illegals?
Right.
He's also used the tax money to pay for illegals to go back to school, to be in college and what have you. And to your point we talked about during the break, you're going to see the gas taxes get higher. It's just going to go, there's no end to this. And he's touting that we're the first, we're the largest number one economy in the country, but he sidesteps and he skirts the $180 billion that we owe in pensions that if it wasn't for Joey B giving, you know, his little nephew a handout for California, we wouldn't be in financial okay shape for the moment. So again, I'm going to ask you, shine your crystal ball up. Will he be actually voted out?
I don't see it happening. I'm going to say, you know, I'm on the side of yes, let's recall him just for the, you know, the heck of it, not the, you know, but California is a different animal. It really makes no difference who's in the governor's house. In the governor's mansion, because, you know, we saw it with Arnold. if we have a so-called, you know, California Republican, which, you know, we can talk about that, but it doesn't really matter because Sacramento is so bogged down with the Democrats. They control everything, every single thing, and you know, until we change that, there's no real change going to happen. So, yes, he might possibly get recalled, but will it make a difference? I think that's really what you're asking. probably not.
You said it during the break, and it's true, and I don't think people realize something. Right now, the Democrats have a veto-proof, you know, two-thirds of the House, I mean, you know, of the Assembly and of the Senate. And we can send a strong, I mean, think about the strongest Republican governor you can think of. We can send a strong Republican to Sacramento, but hands are tied. He still can't do anything because they still have total control, right?
That's right. I mean, we could send a DeSantis type to Sacramento, and it wouldn't make a difference because he can't get anything done without the California Senate and Assembly.
Yeah. Yeah. And they won't even speak up right now to take back his emergency powers. They won't vote.
Exactly.
They got 31 bills.
A lot of them aren't.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're irritated with it, but they've got the bills out there and they won't do anything about it. That's the sad part about it. I mean, seriously.
Nope.
So, all right, when people, where do they find you? I know they can go to PJ Media. I don't know if you're anywhere else.
You can follow my writing at, follow my writing at pjmedia.com. You can follow me on Twitter at SCV Buckeye and Parler also at SCV Buckeye.
What's the Buckeye thing? What is that all about?
Well, I'm from Ohio originally. I live in California, not by choice.
So. I know. You know, you used to say, you know, I live in California. It's, you know, love the weather, love this, love that, and can put up with the politics. Now it's kind of like, I got to get out of here. You feel like
exactly. Your
skin's crawling off your body. All right. Listen, a pleasure having you on. We'll have you on again, and, you know, good fortune to you. Right.
Good. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, seriously, people, there's a lot of good writers out there on PJ Media and other places like that. And you want to go out, you really, truly want to support them as well. Because these are all conservative writers, and the best way to do it is to let them know that you like their work. You want to read it. You want to give it a thumbs up. Whatever it is, because that lets that publication know that you appreciate that writer. And we'll keep them on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. But go up and do something. Right? Head up to the website, therealside.com. Sign up for the newsletter, you know, give a thumbs up to my story. Those would be nice, too. Wouldn't bother me at all. I want to get back for a quick second. We were talking about the senator who asked if a 15-week-old unborn baby is human, and you wouldn't make the decision. These people want you to believe that they're all about humanity, that they are for the Democrats, that they are for you, and they care about you. When you really think about what they got going on and the things that they're against, first off, they're against saving unborn children. They are children. They have a heartbeat. They're not going to be a dolphin. They're not going to be a finch or a blue jay. All right? They're going to be a human being. So they won't take a stand on that. They won't take a stand on making sure we have security at the border. They've seen the pictures of kids being dropped over fences, coyotes dropping kids off, girls being raped. They've seen the evidence of it all, and yet still nothing. Nothing concrete from them. Come on, think this through. We have hundreds of thousands of people, Americans in this country, that are living under bridges, you know, living in caves, living wherever they need to live to survive, in the back of their cars, and all of that, and they still, nothing to say that, nothing. They'll talk about how these stimulus packages are made to help all those people, but just come to L.A., come to California, look at the homeless situation. Truly look at what's going on and what they're willing slash not willing to do. I mean, I'm not trying to just do a bash Democrat hour, because that's not the goal here. But when you seriously look at everything that they stand for, the thing, sex trafficking, human trafficking, children, they have taken down, they have stopped all the protocols that Trump put in place. And do you remember story after story every month you were reading about human sex traffickers being caught, kids being found and released? One of the biggest sex trafficking ports in the country is in Washington. Right? I'm seriously. Washington State. And when you think about what's coming in there, you know, it's coming in from the Pacific, coming in from the Asian area, where a lot of these kids are coming from. You have kids coming up from the South. They're grabbing those kids and forcing them into sex slavery as well. Where are the teams that were put together to stop this? They're not around anymore. Think of the amount of damage that Joe B. has done in less than 6 months in office. Am I the only one this bothers? I mean, I know my list is that bothers you too. I got all that. But when do the Democrats finally step up and go, okay, look, and there are some. There are some in my area that I talk to on a regular basis that I have a relationship with. They can't figure out where their party is, where it's going. They can't believe what he's doing. And a scary thought behind it, some of them have said to me before I even said it to them, my God, look at who's number two. Right? Kamala Harris is what they're talking about. Look at who's number two. Craziness. Going somewhere to happen, but craziness nonetheless. So, you know, I don't even know where to, frankly and honestly, I don't even know where to start with all of this. Or to tell you where to start with all of it. But you've got to not give up on those people, those Democrats. You know, everybody in the family has one Democrat, you know, you just got to deal with it. But no, seriously, don't be afraid to bring it up at the table. Don't be afraid to talk about it. Don't be afraid to tell them what the issues are, could be, should be, might be. And that they need to straighten it out. Look at what's happening to these kids. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down so you have it for tomorrow. We will be back. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.